Today's daf is Shvuas daf Lamed Hey, and we are four lines from the top of daf Lamed Hey Yomed Aleph. More sugyas related to Shvuas Eidos Mishnah. Ashpi ani aleichem. If somebody goes over to two Eidim and he tells them, Imloy tavo v'tiduni she'omar ish ployni litein li masayim zuz. You both heard somebody tell me that he's going to give me 200 zuz. So he doesn't owe me the money per se. He didn't steal from me. He didn't find my Aveda. He doesn't have my Pekodin. I didn't lend him money. But at the same time, he said he was going to give me money. And if you say that you're going to give somebody money, there's an inyan to actually give him the money. You too, Adam, heard him say that. I'd like you to testify in court on my behalf. The halach is that if they deny knowing the Seidos, and then we find out later that they had sworn falsely, there's no parasha of Shvuas Eidos. She'in chayovin, elal tfias mamon kipikavin. Because the only time there's a parasha of Shvuas Eidos is if this person was trying to get money from somebody else that he had actually given to him. But if this isn't money that he had given, or it's not his money per se that somebody else has, it's just that somebody decided on his own to promise to give him money, that type of tfias moment is not enough. It's not dumyut de pekodin, as the Gemara is going to explain. And it's for that reason there's no parasha of Shvuas Eidos. That's the first halacha of the Mishnah. Second halacha, mashpi ani aleichem. If somebody goes over to Eidim and he tells them, kishetedu li eidos, shetavo v'tiiduni. So right now, nobody owes this person money. But Ruvei knows that he is going to lend Shimon money, and he already designated the Eidim. And he goes over to those Eidim and he tells them, I want you to swear that when the time comes, when I summons you to court, you're going to come and testify on my behalf that I gave Shimon this money. And they end up swearing that they didn't know the money about this loan. Hari elu pturim, this cannot ever result in a parasha Shvuas Eidos, b'pnei shekodmo shvua le'edos. You need that first the Eidim should be Eidim, and then they should swear that they don't know about the Eidos. But over here, if they first swear, and then afterwards, they first become Edom. So again, the Gemara is going to learn that out from a pasuk. There's no parasha of Shvuas Eidos. The third chiddush, Amar b'Beis HaKnesses says, a person gets up in shul one day, v'amar, he gives a clap on the bima. He says, Mashpiyani aleichem shema'atem yoidim li Eidos, shetavoyu v'te'iduni. There are two people in this room that know Eidos, that can help me in court. I'm not saying who they are, but you know who you are, and you're in shul right now. I want you to come, and I want you to testify on my behalf. The halacha is harei elu pturim. If they swear they don't know falsely, etc., etc., there's no parasha Shvuas Eidos. Fourth halacha. Amar l'shnayim mashpi ani aleichem ish ployni uployni shematem yoidim li eidos shetavo v'sheteiduni shvua she'enon yoidim l'cha eidos. And then the eidim swear that they don't know eidos. V'hem yoid. The truth is they did know. However, they knew it eidos eid mi pi eid. Meaning they knew it secondhand. Or if one of them was a kar of apostle, hare elu pturim, they're going to be potter. So if they knew eidos, but they knew it indirectly, the halacha is their potter. This is a rather simple halacha. It's actually related to the very first halacha in the perek. And that is the only time there's a parasha of Shvuas Eidos is if had you testified in court, your testimony would have been accepted. But being that these people, had they testified, their testimony would not have been accepted, either because Nimtza Echad Meham Kariv Apostle, or because they only know it, Eid Mi Pi Eid, just like Shvuas Eidos Neheges Ban Noshim V'loy Ben Noshim, V'ksherim V'loy Ben Psulim, B'rchaikim V'loy Ben Krivim, in that same vein, this halacha of the Mishnah is true. And finally, the fifth halacha of the Mishnah, Shalach B'yad Avdoi, if somebody sends his Eved to be Toiveya Eidim on his behalf to come say Eidos, Oish Amar L'man Nitva, or if the Nitva himself, interesting, usually the Nitva would not be the ones that would summons the Eidim on behalf of the Toiveya. But let's say that's what happened, Akasha Famaisa, and the Nitva, or this Eved says, Mashpi ani aleichem, shematem yoidim le'edosh etavobeti yidu, hare elu pturim, the halach is potter, ad shi yishmu mipiat teveya. The only time there's a parasha Shvuas Eidos is if the Eidim deny knowing Eidos, they swear they don't know Eidos, obviously they swore falsely, but who did they swear to? Who was being teveya them? The person who's owed the money. But if this is an Eved, or if it's the Nitva, it's some third person, the halach is not going to be true. We already saw earlier in the perek that there is a concept of harsha. There's a concept where I can appoint a shliach to be Tevei Eidim on my behalf, just like you can make a shliach lo hilacha Fegerishen, a shlich la Kabbalah, Fegerishen, a ish mekadesh, boyer b'shulchoy. So there's a concept of a power of attorney of a harsha when it comes to this halach as well. Obviously, we're talking about where there was no shlichos. If there's no shlichos, then the halach is there's no parash of shvuos ha'edos edos. And the Mishnah said five halachas, all rather straightforward, and now the Gemara is going to bring the Makairis to these five halachas. Tan Rabbanon, Mashpia, Ani Aleichem, Le Tavo, Veti Udunish, Omarish, Pleni, Liti, Le Masayim, Zuz, Vele Nosan. So the first halach of the Mishnah, which is also mentioned in this Braisa, where somebody goes over to Edom and he tells him, I want you to testify on my behalf because you heard somebody say that he's going to give me money. So he doesn't owe me the money per se, but he said he's going to give me the money. Come testify on my behalf. Yochel Yuchayovim, I would have thought that that type of Edos can result in Shavuos Eidos, Talmud Loimar, Techete L'Gzeira Shavuot. Nemar Kan Techete, it says in the Parashah Shavuos Eidos, V'Nefesh Ki Secheta, V'Nemar L'Halon Techete. And it says in the Parashah Shavuos HaPekadon, Nefesh Ki Secheta, Ma L'Halon B'Tfias Momen. Just like Shavuos HaPekadon is discussing a case where somebody's trying to get money from somebody else. But what kind of money? Money that he's owed, Afkan B'Tfias Momen V'Yeshloi, so to Shavuos Eidos is only Negeya if the person is being today Edom to say Edos on his behalf so that they can testify that somebody will give him money that is owed to him. In this case, when someone just promises, he pledges to give this person money, being that the money wasn't owed to him, it was just some discretionary promise that this person decided that he was going to make. In that instance, there's no halacha of Shavuos Eidos. Mashpi ani aleichem kishetedu li Eidos. So the Mishnah said a halacha that the Eidos has to be kadma l'shvua. But if the Shvua was kadma l'Eidos, meaning you can't swear falsely about Eidos that you don't even know yet, and then later have a parasha of Shavuos Eidos. Tanu Rabbanu, Mashpi ani aleichem kishetedu li Eidos, shetavav v'tidun yachlu chayavim, Talmud loymar v'shama koil ola. The parasha of Shavuos Eidos describes the Shavua, right? The Iker Shavua in the parasha of Shavuos Eidos is Mushba Mipi Acher. The Shama Kailala. You heard the Shavua. Someone else was the one that made it. V'hu Eid Ayra Ayad. So what happened? Diktuk. The aid was Shama Kail Allah. He heard a Shavua. Mushba Mipi Acher. And he had previously been. V'hu Eid. He had been an aid prior to hearing the Shavua. Why? Because he was Ra, Ayada, so we darshan, Misha Kadme Eidos L'Shvua. The only time you have Shavuos Eidos is if it's similar to this exact description that the Torah gives. Where first you were an aid, and then afterwards there was a Shavua. It was Vashama Kailala, Vahu Eid. He had previously been an aid. Vahuicha Kadma Shavuos Eidos, but if the Shavua comes before the Eidos, there's no halach. The next halach of the Mishnah was, Amar Beis HaKnesses, Va'amar Mashpiyani Alech. So somebody gets up in Beis HaKnesses, and he says that, you know who you are. You're in this minyan. I want you to come and testify on my behalf. Kfira, Shvua, the whole nine yards. There's no halach of Shvua Seidus. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, Afilu Edom Beinem. This is true that even if the Edom were amongst this group, Frank the Gemara, Pshita, I mean, if the Edom weren't there, then obviously there's no Shvua Seidus. Shvua Seidus only applies if you're Tevei Edom. So, Bukhura, the only way to read the Mishnah for there to be even a little bit of a Chiddush is the Edom were amongst the people. But being that you didn't single them out, you just said it to a tzibur, you said it to a group, that's why the halacha doesn't apply. So why did Shmuel find it necessary to clarify the Mishnah and say the Mishnah is discussing where the Edom were there? So the Gemara says, you're right, that wasn't Shmuel's Chiddush. That's obvious. Like, what he meant to say was, even if the Edom was sitting right next to the Bima, they were sitting, you know, in the Mizrachvat. I would have thought, command Amalu Dami, that being that those two Edom are standing right next to him. It's as if he's talking directly to them. Kamash Malan. No. Talking directly to them means you're talking directly to them. If they're amongst the group and it looks like you're discussing it with the group, even though they're closest to you, that doesn't matter. If the person saw a group of people, the Edom, the Edom, and his Edom were there. He tells the group of people. So he's not just talking to the Edom. He's talking to the Siyah Shobnei Yodam. I would have thought there should be Shavuos Eidos. Being that he wasn't miyachid the Edom, he said it to a group. So this is Tanya Namihachi. It's a brisa that says essentially what the Mishnah says. Yochel, and this is what we're bringing the brisa for. Afilo Omar Kola Oimdim Kan. I would have thought that even if he says Kola Oimdim Kan, he adds those words. Even there, there should be no Shavuos Eidos. What does Kola Oimdim Kan mean? Zok Rashi. It sounds like he means the people that are standing closest to him. So if he specifically tells the people closest to him, I mean you, I would have thought even in that case there should be no Shavuos Eidos. Tamalimer, no, there will be. That was what Shmuel was saying. Shmuel was commenting on the Mishnah, something that's before us in the Braisa, that the only time it's true that Omar Beves Akneses V'Omar Mashbiani Aleichem, that the halacha is there's no Shavuos Eidos, is when you're not Miyachid Eidos. So if all you say is, I mean someone in this group, being that you didn't single anybody out, there's no Shavuos Eidos. But at the same time, if you would single somebody out in the group, even if you would do it in a very subtle way, such as you would say, Kola Oimdim Kan, that would be enough now that there should be a parasha of Shavuos Eidos. Amar l'shmayim mashbiani aleichem tana rabban. Amar l'shmayim mashbiani aleichem ploinu ploinu matim yoidim li'edus shetav avati yuduni. Ve'en yoidim lo yedus. These edim knew edus. But they knew it ain't me p'e. Oy shahoya echem yem korev v'pasa yoch yoch hayavim. I would have thought there should be Shavuos Eidos. Tamad loyim im lo yagid v'nasa avoynei. Beru'uyin la hagodo hakasav medaber. Again, this is the first halach in the parak. That the only time this is true is if these edim could have said edus. But had they not been able to say edus in court anyways. Why? Korev, pasol, 8 BPA, then there's no parasha of Shavuos Eidos. So what was the fifth halach of the Mishnah? The fifth halach was, Shalach Biad Avdai, if somebody sends his Eved, or if the Nitva himself goes over to the Eidim, the halach is, there's no Shavuos Eidos. You need that the person who's owed the money should be Teveya. But if the person that's owed the money is not the one that's Teveya, there's no Shavuos Eidos. Tanu Rabban and Abrais. Shalach Biad Avdai, Oish Shavuos Nitva, Mashbiani Aleichem, Shemati Meidim Li Eidos, Shetavoyu, Viti'i Duhu, Yochli Uchayov, I would have thought you should be Chayv, Tamadoyim, Im Layagiv, Nasa Avoyne. My Tamudah. What do you see in lo yagid v'nasa avoyne? Where does it see the teveh? Amar Rabbi Lazar gishmak. Im lo yagid ksiv. In loy, the word loy is written loy mitavuv and loy mitan aleph. It's loy lamid vav aleph. So we darshin im loy, lo yagid. If you're not going to tell him, who's him? The person that the money is owed to, then v'nasa avoyne. But v'im la'acher lo yagid. But if you're going to refuse somebody else, who's the somebody else? Not the person that the money is owed to. Patis, it doesn't just say v'im lo yagid if you're not going to say eidos. V'im loy lo yagid. V'im loy metavuv. Loy yagid metanalef. That's when you have the parasha of Shavuos Eidos. Either way, five very straightforward halachas with five very straightforward mekayres. As we turn our attention to the next Mishnah and this next sugya, it's a classic. You have to put an asterisk next to this next sugya. Mashbiani aleichem, if somebody is toiveya edem to come testify on his behalf. Mushba mi piacher. So again, Shavuos Eidos can go down in one of two ways. Either the edem swear that they don't know Eidos, falsely, or the toiveya is the one who's mashpia the edem. I want you to swear that you don't know Eidos. They don't say amen, because if they said amen, it would be as if they swore. Because kaloina amen achar shvuah kemoitzi shvuah mi pivdami. But after they heard the shvuah from the teveya, they said we stand by our denial, meaning we're not impressed with the shvuah. Whatever. That's basically their reaction. So the halach is that even though they didn't recite the shvuah, they didn't even say amen. The halach is still you're going to have the halach of shvuah seitos. It says the Mishnah. How could that mushba mipi achirim go down? Different nuschos. Mashpiani aleichem, mitzavani aleichem, oisarchem ani. Hare elu chayovim. Those are all languages, all nuschos of shvuah, and you're going to have the halach of mushba mipi achirim. The Gemara is going to explain. Bashamayim uvaaretz, hare elu peturin. So we're going to see, and really the theme of the daf is going to be that the only time a shvuah is considered a shvuah as it relates to halacha of shvuah se'edos is if the shvuah was made in the name of Hashem. So you would have to swear in the name of kaviyochel, falsely, in order for there to be a halacha of shvuah se'edos. If, however, the edim swear, but they don't swear in the name of Hashem, then there's no halacha. There's no halacha of Shavuos Eidos. So we spoke out in the intro to Perek Shavuos Shtayim Basra, Machloik is Rambam Ravid, as it relates to Shavuos Bitoy. Shavuos Bitoy is the classic Shavuos. Shavuos Shaloichel, Shavuos Shaloichel, Shavuos Shalchalti, Shavuos Shaloichalti. That Shavuos, does that Shavuos require that it be in the name of Hashem in order for it to have the halachos of Shavuos Bitoy, Karbonoi Leviyoyred, Malkus, Layachal Dvari, etc. Or not, that's Machoikis Rambam Raid. But as it relates to Shavuos HaEdus, that's clear, that's a Mishnah, that's a whole Festa Sugi and Shas, where the only time the Shavuos is Shavuos if you swear in the name of Hashem. So if a person swears, but not in the name of Hashem, it just says Shavuos that I don't know Edus. That's nothing as it relates to Shavuos HaEdus. Maybe it's a Shavuos Sheker, according to the opinions, that a Shavuos Bitoy without the Shem Hashem is a Shavuos Sheker. But as it relates to Shavuos HaEdus, with the carbon Shavuos HaEdus, the Oil of Yoyret, etc., that you're only going to have if you swear in the name of Hashem. Says the Mishnah, what if the person swore Bashamayim v'Na'ot? So the Edom say, we don't know Edus, and we swear in the name of heaven and earth that we don't know Edus. Harei Lupture. Because heaven and earth are celestial beings, but it's not a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You didn't swear in the name of Hashem. The Aleph Dalet, let's say a person does swear in the name of Hashem. Which name? Aleph Dalet in the Shem Adnos. Or Yudke, as in Yudke Vovke. Beshakai, Betzvokos, Bechanon, Virachum, Be'erech Alpayim, Berav Chesed, Uvechol HaKinuyim, or other kinuyim, other words that seems to suggest HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hare Elu Chayovim, then there is going to be a parasha Shavuos HaEdus. At first glance, the Mishnah seems to be saying a chiddush, that the idea of swearing in the name of Hashem doesn't require that you physically utter the name of Hashem. Rachum is not the name of Hashem. Chanun, Erech HaPayim, they're kinuyim, like the Mishnah says. And kinuyim is enough for a person to be chayv. HaMakal, if somebody curses, he's Megadef, Es Hashem, Bekulon, any one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chayev Debir HaMeir. The Chachamim Poitrim. The Chachamim say no, that you're not Chayev if you're Mevorech one of the other names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When are you Chayev? Only if you're Mevorech with the Shem HaMefarish. But if you're not Mevorech with the Shem HaMefarish, in that case you're not going to be Chayev. HaMakal Ova Ve'imoy. The Halach is, if someone's Makal Ova Ve'imoy, he's Chayev Skila. But there too, we learned these sugis together in Masechta Sanhedrin. The only time a Makal Ova Ve'imoy is Chayev Skila, if he curses his parents in the name of Hashem. So he doesn't just curse his parents. He says, may Hashem curse them. So if someone's mekal of v'imay with the shem Hashem, he's chayiv. Which shem was? Again, the same achloikis. Bekulon chayiv divi Rameir. Rameir says any one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chacham and Poitrim, the Chacham say no, only the shem HaMefarish. HaMekal al atzmoy, if somebody curses himself, the chaveroi, or his chaver, so v'di yina chayiv misa, but you are over a loisaseh. And there too, you're only over the loisaseh if you do it with one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which one of the names here, there's no machlokes bekulon. Doesn't matter which name you use. Over beloisase, you're going to be over aloisase. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Yakcha Hashem Elokim. Vechein Yakcha Elokim. Zuhi Allah Haksuva B'Torah. Chiddush. We keep on mentioning that the parasha Shavuos HaEdus, which requires a shvua, hasn't it a chiddush? You don't need that the Edom themselves should swear. But even if the Teveya was mashviya the Edom, that would be enough. Mushba v'piacherim. Although in other areas of shvuas, maybe also shvuas apikadim, because of the gzeir shava, are not considered shvua. But in shvuas the Edos, it's considered a shvua. What's the makar? It says v'shama koil Allah. Says the Mishnah. It's implied from this next line of the Mishnah, a very big Kiddush. The word Allah has another meaning. The simple meaning of Allah in this context is Shvuah. But Allah is Saksuvah's Bataira are also Klalos. The Teichecha is referred to as an Allah. And it's for that reason Chazal said that if a Teveya would go over to two Edim and he would say, I want you to testify on my behalf. And the Edim say, I don't know what you're talking about. He says, really? If you don't testify, may the curses that are mentioned in the Teichecha, in Parashas Bechukosai, in Parashas Kepusavai, befall you. Whoa. If he says that, the halacha is, and they deny it again, it's as if they were mushba mipi acherim, and you're going to have the parashas Shavuos HaEdus. Why? Because the Torah says, v'shama koil Allah. And Allah, although the simple meaning, again, means shua, but Allah is also a reference to the Allahs, as in the Teichecha, that's mentioned in the Torah. Thus, says the Mishnah, if the person would say, Yakcha Hashem, Yakcha is the beginning of a pasuk in the Teichecha. Yakcha Elikim, these are Allahs aksuvis b'Torah, they're l'shoinos of Allahs. In other words, l'shoinus of shvua, as it relates dafka to the parasha of Shavuos HaEdus, and that would be enough to trigger the halachas of Shavuos HaEdus. Al yakcha, what if the person says, if you say Edus, then the olei saksuvas b'teira shouldn't happen. Or v'yivarechecha. If you say Eidus, you know Eidus on my behalf, come say Eidus, and ich wünsch techun greise bruches. V'yetiv l'cha, Remeir mechayiv, v'chacham epoitrim, the Gemara is going to say, this is Remeir l'shitase throughout Shas. Remeir mesachtes nedarim, Remeir mesachtes kedushin perika oimer, regarding tonight kofo, Remeir holds michla lavat ha-shemeya hen, v'chacham em argue, and that's already a sugya in tomorrow's stuff. Zok the Gemara, the first halacha of the Mishnah was, mashpiyani aleichem, mitzavani aleichem, oisarchem ani, these are all the shoynois of mushba mipi acher. What's the Gemara's kasha? We said in the Mishnah that the only time a shvua is considered a shvua with regards to shvua's eidos is if you swear in the name of Hashem. Mashpiani aleichem. There's no reference to the shame of Hashem. If there's no reference to the shame of Hashem, how could that be a shvua? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Hachikam. Mashpiani aleichem b'shvua amura b'Torah. When he said mashpiani, what he meant to say was he's referencing the word shvua that's mentioned in the Torah, and the word shvua mentioned in the Torah. The specific word shvua that he's referring to is mentioned in conjunction with the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So though he didn't mention the shame Hashem, it's as if he's referencing a shvua b'shem. Mitzavani aleichem mitzava amur b'tayr. He's referring to a pasuk. Rashi says, Eila ha-mitzvois be-parshas nedarim. We're in the parsha of nedarim and shvois. You have the word mitzvois. That's the mitzavani. And that's mentioned in conjunction with the shame of Hashem. Or oisarchem ani. When he said oisarchem, he means be-isra amura b'tayra. He means lesser iser, which is, again, a word of shvua that's mentioned in the Torah, together with HaKadosh. So even though he didn't mention the shame Hashem, he's referencing it, and that's why it's considered a mushba m'piachar. Amalei Abaya. Abaya said, it works in the mission. The problem is, Elo ha-detani Reb-chiyo and a braisa added to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, Mashbiani, Mitzavani, Oisarchemani. And Reb Chiya said, I'll give you another example. If the Edom would say, Koivalchemani, Koivalois are chains. I'm chaining you down to say Edus on my behalf. Hareilu Chayav. The Mishnah says that's also a Lashon of Mushmei Pi Acherim, and you can have the Parashah of Shvua say Edus. Koivol by Raisa Mixiv. You didn't mention the Shem Hashem. And over there, you can't be referencing a word Koivol that it says in the Torah, because it doesn't say the word in the Torah. Elam Abaya, Abaya says Pshan and the Mishnah is differently. Hachi kamer mashbi ani aleichem b'shvua, mitzavei ani aleichem b'shvua, isarchem ani b'shvua, kevalchem ani b'shvua. Meaning, the Mishnah just mentioned the tchilas haloshay. Mashbi ani aleichem, that in and of itself would not be enough to render shvua seidas, because you have to mention the Shem Hashem. But what the Mishnah is just saying is, if the tchilas, the beginning of what you said, was mashbiani, and then obviously you followed the guidelines, you mentioned the Shem Hashem, you started saying mitzav, and then you mentioned the Shem Hashem, oisarchem koivalchem, and then you mentioned the Shem Hashem, it's enochinami only in that instance that you're going to have the parasha of shvuos ha'edos. Ba'alif dalet, b'yudke, b'shakai, b'tzvokos, b'chanun, v'rachem, b'erach apayim, v'rav chesed. The Mishnah said, "Hare elu chayovim." These are all considered names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as it relates to Shvua Seidah. Zok the Gemara, l'meimro, you're suggesting the chanun v'rachem, shemes nino? Chanun v'rachem. Now, chanun and rachem are two of the yud gemul midoy shal rachamim. Hashem, Hashem, keil, rachem, v'chanun. Mahu rachem, avato rachem, mahu chanun, avato chanun. These are midoys. These are Hanhogos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're not names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mishnah is saying a Chiddush. The Mishnah seems to be saying that Chanun and Rachum, Shemois Ninu. Frank, the Gemara, I'll ask you a kasha. Ye Shemois Shein Nimchokim, Ye Shemois Shein Nimchokim. We know, you're not allowed to be moichek the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the Pesukim talk about all the things you're supposed to do to Avodah Zarah, it says you should destroy it, you should erase it, you should wipe it off the face of the earth. And then it says, Loisasun kein l'Hashem alekechem. And Chazal learned from there that everything that you're obligated to do to the Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to do to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the makar, that there's an iser to be moichek the Shem Hashem. Every little child knows that. You're not allowed to be moichek the Shem Hashem, thus, shemois, etc. So, yesh shemois sheinem chokim, v'yesh shemois sheinem chokim. Stating that, the Braisa says, not all names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are you not allowed to raise. Some yes, some not. Elohim shemois sheinem chokim. These are names that you're not allowed to raise. You're going keil, Elohikecha, Elohikim, Elohikechem, Eker Asher Eker, interesting, Aleph Dalid, v'yud K, Shakai Tzvokos, Hare Elu Enim Chok, Avo, Hagodoil, Hagibor, Hanoiro, Ha'adir, Vehachozok, Vehoamitz, Ha'izus, Chanum Verachim, Erech Apayim Rav Chesed, Hare Elu Nim Chokim, because they're not names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're Midois of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they're not Shemois of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Freit the Gemara Stira, if these names can be Nimchak, why? Because they're not names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then why is it if somebody swears in those names, with Allah is he need a swear b'shem Hashem, it's considered a good shvuah. Amar Abaya, Abaya said, "Masnisen b'mishu chanun b'mishu rachum kamar." In our Mishnah, when he says, "I swear in the name of Rachum," he doesn't mean I'm swearing in the midah of Rachum. I'm swearing in the name of He who is a Rachum, and that obviously is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because when you refer to mishu Rachum, you mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the ultimate Racham. But Amalei Rava said, "I hachi oy bazoi b'shamayim v'aretz nami." The Mishnah said that if someone swears in the name of Shemayim v'aretz, it's not a good shvuah. Why don't you say the same thing? B'misha hashamayim v'aretz shaloi kamar, and it should be a shvuah. The Gemara says, "Hachi hashlo hasam over there." Kivin alekem midi achrin it ikir racham v'chanu v'adi b'mishu chanu v'adi b'mishu racham kamar. Who else is racham other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Who else is chanun? Now there are people that are compassionate. There are nice guys. There are people that do chesed. But could you say, could you define them as being Rachum? Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is someone that's intrinsically Rachum, that's intrinsically Chanun. But when it comes to Shemayim Va'aretz, Kimin Ikka Shemayim Va'aretz, but Shemayim Va'aretz Kama. When you say the word Shemayim Va'aretz, you could mean I'm swearing in the name of Shemayim Va'aretz, as in the entity Shemayim Va'aretz, or you could say B'misha Shemayim Va'aretz Shalai. Being that you can interpret it in two ways, we don't interpret it as being a Shvuah. But as it relates to Rachum and Chanun, there are no two ways. And being that there are no two ways, it's for that reason we say that if somebody swears in the name of Rachum, if somebody swears in the name of Chanun, it is a Shvuah. I, Rachum and Chanun, are not Shemayim Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're Kinuyim, quote unquote. It's true. But we assume that what the person meant was B'mi, Shehu Rachum, B'misha, Hu Chanun. And it's for that reason the Mishnah says if somebody would swear not only with the Shemos, but B'kol HaKinuyim, we would always find a way to interpret. As long as we know you mean Hashem, we make it work. And it's for that reason, even though you didn't utter the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, still the halacha is that the Shvuah is going to be a Shvuah. Exhale. So before we go weiter, this Gemara is a festive Gemara. There's a lot of different directions we could go with this. But the direction we will go, Bezrat Hashem, is a tshuva, a classic tshuva from Rebbe Kiveger. It's in Shailos Tshuvas Rebbe Kiveger. It's Simin Chafei. So 2 weeks ago, we spoke at Simin Chavtes, if you remember. Ksiva, is it Kedibur or is it Kenat Kedibur? If somebody writes a shvuah, is it Kemaitzi Shvuah Mipivdami or is it not Kemaitzi Shvuah Mipivdami? Rebbe Kiveger talks about it in the context of Sfiras Omer, Berachas HaTorah. That's Shailos Tshuvas Rebbe Kiveger, Simin Chof Tes, for those keeping score at home. This is Shailos Tshuvas Rebbe Kiveger, Simin Chof He. Rebbe Kiveger was asked the Shaila. The Shaila was, the Halacha in Shulchan Aruch is, if somebody has a suffix, whether or not he's obligated to make a bracha, he's eating, and he's not sure, do I have to make a bracha, or do I not have to make a bracha? So the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Reish Tes, if Katan Gimel, Kol HaBrachos, all brachas, Im Nistapek, Im Birech, Im Lav, Enei Mevarech. If you're not sure, if you have to make a bracha, you don't have to make a bracha, if you already made a bracha, you don't make. The halacha is suffik bracha is the hakel. You don't make the bracha. Now, does that mean you could eat without a bracha? Or does that mean, being that I'm not sure if I have to make a bracha, maybe I can't eat? Taisus discusses it in the first paragraph. In Mesechtes Brachos, it's a big discussion in the Rishonim and the Achronim, the Inkam Akoimai. But one thing is clear, as relates to this morning, and that is suffik brachas, you don't make the bracha. Chutz mi birchas amazin, there's one exception. Mepnei shishal Torah. Birchas amazin is deiraisa, v'achalta v'savata, uveirachta. And being that it's a chi of deiraisa, we look at it as an ordinary suffik deraisa l'chumra. Suffik deraisa l'chumra, you make a bracha. So suffik birchas hanenin l'kula, you don't make the bracha. Suffik birchas hamazin l'chumra, you do make the bracha. The shoyel asked Rav Kiveger Akasha based on two halachas in Shulchan Aruch. He said, the halacha is that brachas can be said in any language. Meaning, ideally, when you make a bracha, you say, Baruch ato Hashem, aleikeinu melech ha'olam, sha'akol niyeh bedvarim. So ideally, you make it in Lashon HaKodesh. But let's say you don't speak Lashon HaKodesh. Let's say you can only make it in English, in Russian, in some other language. So the halacha is brachos are nemaris b'chaloshen. They don't have to be said dafka b'loshen hakodesh. If that's the case, the shoyel asked if Kiveger has an eitz. Every time there's a suffik brachos, why do you just not make a bracha? And according to many poskim, you can eat without the bracha because I can't make the bracha. It's a suffik brachos. So memela, I'm going to go ahead and eat. What's the issue with making a bracha when you have a suffik? Because you're going to be masker the Shem Shamayim. And you're not going to be masker the Shem Shamayim Levatol. He said, but why can't we invoke the Shach? The Shach in Yeridei is Simin Kuf Ayin Tes. The Shach, and I'll read you the one excerpt that we need for this Ha'ara. V'haga Atzmacha. This is the Shach talking. The Hamutr Limchois Shem Shenichta B'Loshen Chayil. You're allowed to be Meichek the Shem Hashem if it was written B'Loshen Chayil. Meaning not in Loshen HaKodesh. Ki Goyin Gat B'Loshen Ashkenaz. The word Gat. In Yiddish, in German, oi boig, bug. Beis vav gimel b'loshen poilin v'rusya. Ukayotzebaza, or God in English. You're allowed to be meichik that shame. So if you're allowed to be meichik the shame Hashem in English, says the Shach. So the Shoyl tainid, huah, then there should be no iser to say God or got b'loshen choyl either. Because what the Shach essentially is saying is that there's no kedusha. So if there's no kedusha, you could be meichik it, huah, then I could be masker. So he said, let's do the math. If a person has a suffix bracha, is make the bracha, make it b'loshen choyl, you'll say the entire bracha b'loshen choyl, even the Shem Hashem, you'll say b'loshen choyl. Saying a bracha b'lashon chol is considered that you made a bracha, but at the same time, being that the shame doesn't have kedusha, so you weren't moitzi the shame shemayim levatola on the tzad that you had no chiyuv to make a bracha. So that was the shoyl's kasha from Kiveger. Why, when you have a suffix brachas, do you just not make a bracha? Or according to some poskim, even eat without a bracha, make a bracha b'lashon chol, and you're not going to have an issue. And the emes is, he said, even by a suffix brachas amazin, suffix brachas amazin, the mechaber says you can go to chumra, you could make the bracha. Why are you being machnis yourself into a suffix? Have a much better eitzah. Instead of being machnis yourself into a suffix, make the bracha b'lashon chol. If you make the bracha b'lashon chol, you yoytzeh the bracha. You weren't moitzi the shem shemayim levatolo on the tzad that you didn't have a chiv to make a bracha based on the shach yeridei kufayin test that you let it be moichik a shem shemayim that was written b'lashon chol. So the churo hu adin, you let it be masker a shem shemayim that was written b'lashon chol, and there should be absolutely no issue. Says Rav Kiveger, it's a great ha'ara, but the Kasha me'ikara lesa ein dvarav mechuvonim lahalacha klalu klal, says Rav Kiveger. He's making a fundamental toys, is the shayl. And that is based on Gemara in Mesechtes Brachis, daf lamed gimel lamed aleph. The Gemara in Brachis lamed gimel lamed aleph says as follows. Omar Ravi temer reish lakish. Va'amri lo some say Rabbi Yochanan reish lakish tamir chavayu. Kala mevarich brachis shein etzricha. If somebody makes a bracha, Levatola, a bracha shenitzricha, a bracha that you weren't obligated to say, over mishum loisisa. You're over mishum loisisa. So you're over loisisa shem shemayim lasha. Now, ordinarily, if a person would be just mask of the shem shemayim levatola, not over loisisa, what you're over is Hashem lekecha tira. You have to have yira for the shem Hashem, and from there we learn it's a Gemara in Tura that you're not allowed to be mask of the shem shemayim levatola. But Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, and Rav was saying a much bigger chiddush. They were saying that if a person makes a bracha shenetzricha, in addition to being over the isra say of Hashem lekecha tira, you're also over a loisa say of loisisa shem Hashem lekecha lashav, which Pashup Shad is referring to shvu ashav, but lichten them, nocha azara, that you're not allowed to be moitzi the shem shemayim levatola in the context of a bracha. So a bracha shein etzricha, you're over loisisa. Says Rabbi Kiveger, based on this, now all you have to do is learn mesech teshvuas, daf lamed hey, and you know the answer to your ara. The Rambam, in Hilchos Shvuos, when he brings the halachos of shvuos that you're not allowed to make, so the Rambam says as follows, read to you. Echad hanishba, oy shesh bi acher b'shem hamiyuchid, oy be'echad men akinuyim kigoyin shenishba b'mishe shmoy chanun, u b'mishe shmoy rachum, u b'mishe shmoy erech apayim, u kayoytze behen, b'chol loshoin harezu shvu gemur. So the Rambam, when he brings the halach of shvuos, the Rambam says it doesn't matter what language you make the shvu in, b'chol loshoin harezu shvu gemur. And Rabbi Kiveger says it's pasha. When the Rambam says b'chol loshoin, he means even the shem Hashem. B'chol loshoin, any word of the shvu could be mentioned in any language. What's the pshat? I thought the Shach said that the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu only adds Kedusha if it was written B'Lashon Kodesh. Why would the Rambam say in Hilchos Shvuos that you could say it B'chol Lashon? Zok Rav Kiveger, it's Pashat. Because the Rambam also said, quoting our Mishnah right here in Daf Lamed Hei, that if a person makes a Shvuah, B'kinuyim, B'mishahu Rachum, B'mishahu Chanun, that also is enough a Shvuah. So says Rav Kiveger, how could the shame Hashem B'Lashon Chol be any worse than a kinoi? And just like if a person swears in the name of Rachum V'chanun, it's a shvuah. So if a person swears in the name of God, in the name of God, it's also going to be a shvuah. It doesn't have kedusha. It doesn't have to have kedusha. All it needs to do is tell you that you're referencing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And just like Rachum V'chanun, we say means Hashem, thus it's enough for it to be considered a shvuah b'shem Hashem, so to got b'loshen chayil, certainly in the same exact vein, is going to be considered a shvuah b'shem Hashem. So Zok Rav Kiveger, hafla l'chela. It's true as it relates to the issa mechika Hashem, if it's b'loshen chayil, there's no issa mechika. And it's you talking like the shayil understood. If a person would just walk around saying, God got He's not being maskil the shem shemayel batala. He's not being goyber Hashem lekechatira because the shem Hashem beloshen choy, like the shach said, doesn't have kedusha. But leinyan shvua, leinyan the parasha of shvua, there's a chiddush of kinuyim, and the chiddush of kinuyim we see that if a person says a shvua. Shvua Shav, Shvua Sheker, Shvua Zbita, Shvua Zayda, Shvua Zabagadim. You name it, any Shvua, even Beloshin Chayil, you mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name Beloshin Chayil, like the Rambam says, Bechol Loshin, the din is HaRezu Shvua Gemur. It's considered Lois Shavu B'Shmila Sheker. It's considered Lois Yisra Shem HaShem HaKachal HaShav. It's Eibazoy, as it relates to a Baruchah Shein Etzricho, where the Gemara says in Baruchah, Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, Yo'ivah Lois Yisra Shem HaShem HaKachal HaShav. There you have Lois Yisra, as it relates to Lois Yisra, over there, Lashon Chayil is not going to help you. Because at the end of the day, you're going to have a kinoy. And for Loisiso, kinoyim is enough. And that's why it's not going to be an Eitzah. You're right. For the Issa Mechika, for the ordinary Issa, Hashem Lekecha, for that, there'd be no issues. Just be masker, it's Eitzah, Lashon Chayil, you're not going to have a problem. The issue over here is we're dealing with Bracha Shein Etzricha. Bracha Shein Etzricha, Gemara, Bracha, Staf Lamed Gimel, Lamed Aleph, that falls into the gather of Loisiso. If it falls into the gather of Loisiso, and now it's Meshubit to Hilcha Shvuos. And Hilcha Shvuos, the Rambam said clearly, and the beer in the Rambam is so simple, says Reb Kiveger, it's because it's loigara from kinuyim. A kinuy is considered the shem Hashem le'inyan shvuas hu adin le'inyan bracha shein etzricha. If it's that way, le'inyan bracha shein etzricha, this in and of itself is not going to be an eitz. But I'll just tell you three ha'arois kitzarois me'inyan le'inyan as it relates to this idea. Number one, this gemara bracha staf lamed gimel lamed alef, Reb Kiveger is basing his response, his tshuva to, where Reb Kiveger tells the shoyel in dvarim mechuvanim la'alachu klal u'klal. It's all based on this gemara brachas that when a person makes a bracha shein etzricha is over loisisa. There's a toisfis in Maseches Rosh Hashanah daf lamed gimel lamed aleph. This is one of those toisfis in that are hafeichba vafeichba de kulo. But it's a very long toisfis. It's a toisfis that appears in a few places in Chas where toisfis goes through mitzvah say. Shaz man grama, Tais discusses Bal Taisif, he discusses Suma la halacha, and one of the things Tais over there discusses is loisisa. And Taisif says in one word, one line, says Taisif, this Gemara is a Asmachta ba'alma. That's what Taisa says. All it is an asmachta. But don't think that if a person makes a bracha shein etzricha, he's really over leisisa. Taisa's raya is because if he'd be over leisisa, how by a safik berchas amazin could you bench? And a chanami, you're being a machmer in berchas amazin, but you're being a mikkel in leisisa. There's a safik is a leisisa. That's Taisa's raya. But Rav Kiveger says that he has rayas from the Rambam. The Rambam argued with this Taisa. So Rav Kiveger's tshuva was based on the Rambam shita that there's a real leisisa. According to Taisa, there's no real leisisa. All it is an asmachta ba'alma. If there's no real Loisisa, then this whole binyan collapses. But again, Reb Kiveger bases tshuva on the Rambam Shita. That's the first R. The second R is, so the Halacha Shulchan Aruch is Safik Brachis, Safik Brachis Ananin, you go Lekula. The only time you go Lechumer, the Mechaber says, is Safik Brachis Amazin. Incidentally, Birchas HaTorah is also Deiraisa. So Ayin, Simen Mem Vav, Simen Mem Zayin, Shulchan Aruch regarding Birchas HaTorah. But in terms of Birchas HaNehenin, the only Birchas HaNehenin where you would go Lechumer is when it relates to Birchas HaMazon. Why? Again, because it's a Safik Deiraisa. The truth is, Birchas HaMazon is made up of four brachas. The first three brachas are Deiraisa. The fourth bracha, we know, HaTov HaMeitiv, was instituted by the Tanoim after Churban Beitar, HaTov, Shenitnu Lekfura, VaHaMeitiv, that the bodies after Churban Beitar didn't smell, Reb Kiveger and his Pamalia, they were the ones that instituted the bracha of HaTov HaMeitiv. In other words, HaTov HaMeitiv is Dirabanan. It's not Deiraisa. So if someone has a Safik if he benched, Salacha Psukin Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim, Simereish Tes, Sifkot and Gimel, you don't have to call the Vada Rabbanim, it's very straightforward, it's very clear. You have to bench, Safik Berchas Amazin, you go to Chumrah. But do you say all four brachas? Or do you only say the first three? The first three are a Safik Deiraisa, the fourth one, Luchur, is a Safik Derabbanim. So to the extent that it's a Safik Derabbanim, you shouldn't. Magen Avraham says you say all four. And the reason you say all four is because if you're going to go to Chumrah on the Deiraisa, and then in the same breath, you're going to go Lekula on the Dirabanan, it's going to be a Zilzal for the Dirabanan. And that's not something we want to do. So to go Safik Brachas Lahakil, Safik Dirabanan Lekula, that we do. But if Toich Kedei Dibur, you're showing, I'm Machshiv the Deiraisa, but I'm not so Machshiv the Dirabanan, is a Zilzal on the Dirabanan. If there's a Zilzal on the Dirabanan, you can't do that. I still want to chuva for Atzvi Pesach Frank, and Atzvi makes a beautiful Cheshbin in the Sugi's of Basav Echolov. Taruv is based on this. So this is something to be cognizant of, something to be mindful of, because it has applications on other areas of halacha, where in the same instance, the same uvda, there's a safik deiraisa and there's a safik derabanan, it's not so pasha to go lechulim derabanan. Because once in this uvda, I'm paskening lechumra on the deiraisa shabai, it could be I now have an obligation to go lechumra on the derabanan shabai. Just one final thing, what if a person accidentally says the Shem Hashem. Right? Somebody starts making a bracha, he realizes he doesn't have to make a bracha, Lamdeinu Chukecha, he missed the Lamdeinu Chukecha, or somebody was masked the Shem Hashem. So what do you say? You say, Baruch Shem Kvei Malchus Alei Lamvot. One time, three times, right? Where does this come from? So the Rambam brings it. The Rambam brings it in the end of Hilchos Shavuos. It's actually the second to last halacha in Hilchos Shavuos. Rambam says as follows, V'loi Shavuos L'shav B'lvad Yisha Asura. Not only is it Asa to make a Shavuos Shav, El Afilu L'haskar Shem and Hashem Yisam Yuchadun L'vatol L'Asa. V'af Apisha Loi Nishma. It's Asa to be masked the Shem Hashem, even if you make a Shavuos, if you make a Bracha. You never let it be masked the Shem Shemayim L'vatol. Hari HaKosov Mitzav V'Omer, says the Rambam. The Pasuk says, Yiras Hashem hanichbad v'hanoira. Torah says you have to have yira for the shame of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ubechlal yirasai, says the Rambam, a sif katan in yiras Hashem is shelo yaskiro levatola. Not to mention the shame Hashem in vain. Lefichach, says the Rambam, in ta'a lashoin, if a person accidentally hoitzi shame levatola, he was masked the shame levatola. Yimaher miyad, he should quickly, immediately go and be yishabeach, be yifoer, be yahaderloi, and be mefor HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kidei shelo yizoche levatol. Ketzad, Omer Hashem, let's say a person accidentally said Hashem, Omer, you should say Baruch Hu lo'ilam vod, oy God al hu amu ulam ha'oit, ukiyaitse bazeh, kidei shelo yehe levatol. It's not just some hocus pocus. A person mentions the Shem Hashem, Baruch Shem kevei machus lo'ilam vod, I'm oikaret lemafreya, mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. It's as if it never happened. That's not what's going on. What's going on is that you're not supposed to mention Hashem's name in vain. So let's say you mention Hashem's name in vain. Make it that it shouldn't be in vain. So you said Hashem's name. Oops. Baruch Shem Kevod Malchus Eloi Mavad. Gadol Hu Amuhu Lamoid. Oy Kiyotze B'zeh, says the Rav. It doesn't have to be Dafka, that Nusach. Say anything. You have to say three times, I don't think. You just have to say something that shows that it, hindsight, it comes out. I didn't just say it in vain. To the contrary, this person, he was Mahal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you're going from being Moitzi Shem Shemai Levatol to the contrary, to being Mahal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the idea of saying Baruch Shem Kvei Malchusei is now to give meaning to your being Moitzi Shem Shemayim. Your Moitzi Shem Shemayim now was the beginning of what you were going to do. You were said Hashem's name and then you said Baruch Shem Kvei Malchusei Lo Yilavad. Either way, that's the Pashup Shad, but that's also the Tifkeit and hashtag rest of the story, why it is a person is supposed to say Baruch Shem, or like the Rambam says, it doesn't have to be dafka that, if he finds himself, like the Rambam says, if something happened and he accidentally mentioned the Shem Hashem, Tanu Rabbanan, Mor Gishmaki Gemaras, Kasav Aleph, Dalet, Ne'elikip. So we mentioned, Bederech Agav, that you're not going to be Moichik the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Brisa mentioned certain names of Hashem, they not let it be Moich. Says the Brisa on that note. If a person writes Aleph Lamed Me Elohim, Yud He Me Havaya, Hareze Enoi Nimchak, you're already not let it be Moich. So a person sitting down, he wants to write Elohim, and all he wrote was the Aleph Lamed. He never wrote the Hey and the Yud and the Mem. Or a person wants to write the Shem Havaya, he wrote the Yud and the Hey, and he never finished it. He never wrote the Vav and the Hey. The Aloch is, you're not let it be moichik to Aleph Lamed, and you're not let it be moichik to Yud Hey. Shin Dalid Mishakai. Let's say you sat down to write Shakai, and all you wrote was Shin Dalid, or Aleph Dalid Mei Adnos, or you wanted to write the Shem Aleph Dalid Nun Yud, and all you wrote was Aleph Dalid, or Tzadik Dalid Yud Beis Mitzvokos. Hareze Nimchak. There you're allowed to be moichik. Beisim Reis said Tzvokos. Kulei Nimchak. The whole word Tzvokos, you're allowed to be moichik. Shalai Nikut Tzvokos Al Hashem Yisrael. Tzvokos is not one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather it's the name of Klai Yisrael. Shneim of Itzesi as Sevoisai as Ami Bnei Yisrael Meyaretz Mitzrayim. Amar Shmuel in Alach Rabbi Yisrael. Alach is not like Rabbi Yisrael. No, Tzvokos is one of the shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as a result, Alach is that you're not allowed to be moichik. Now, what's Pashup Shan in this Braisa? It's very simple. If a person writes Aleph Lamed from the Shem Elokim, Aleph Lamed is in and of itself one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person writes Yud Hey of the Shem Havaya, Yud Hey Ka is one of the shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even though your intent was to continue writing, but you stopped at a point where you have one of the Shemos. Being that you have one of the Shemos is in the Semechika. But if a person writes Shin Dalid of the Shem Shaka, Shin Dalid is not one of the Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Shin Dalid. Or part of Tzvokos, or Aleph Dalid. Aleph Dalid is not a name. So being that Aleph Dalid is not one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's for that reason that Halacha is, you're allowed to be Moichik. Tanu Rabban, another Halacha, Kol HaTofel L'Shem, if something is Tofel to one of the Shems of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bein Milfanov, Bein Milachav. So if you add a prefix or a suffix to one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Areze Nimchak. The prefix and the suffix, you're allowed to be Moichik. So the Shem itself, you can't, obviously. But whatever precedes it or follows it, you can. Ketzatz, Brisa. What's an example of lefanav? Le Hashem. Lamed nimchak. Be Hashem. Beis nimchak. Ve Hashem vav nimchak. Me Hashem mem nimchak. She Hashem shin nimchak. Ha Hashem. Hey nimchak. Ke Hashem. Kof nimchak. La'achr ketzatz. What's examples of the Shem Hashem being after the name? Elekeinu nun vav nimchak. Elekehem. Hey mem nimchak. Elekechem. Chof mem nimchak. Others say laachrov ein nimchak shekvar kitshe Hashem. That it could be there's a chilek between lefanov and laachrov. Laachrov is not nimchak. Rafuna. Rafuna said halacha kacherim. The halacha is like achem. Let's just learn a little bit more Gemara. Zok to Gemara. Avram the latiel the novice begivus binyamin shloime daniel simen kol shemis amurim b'toyer b'avram kodesh. All the names that are mentioned in the context of Avram Avinu. So go through all the parashiyos of Avram Avinu. Wherever you see a name of Hashem, such as Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, it means Kodesh. It's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chutz Mizeh. There's one Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud that's not Kodesh. It doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Chol. Avram Avinu is not talking to Hashem. He's talking to somebody else. Shenema, what's that Pasuk? The Pasuk's in the beginning of Parashas Vayera. Vayomer Hashem, Imno Matzasi Chem Beinecho, Al No Savor Me'al Avdecho. Right, Parashas Vayera begins, Vayera, Hashem, El Avram Beiloine Mamre. And then, a few psukim later, Hashem, Avram says, Vayomer Adonai, Imno Matzasi Chem Beinecho, Al No Savor Me'al Avdecho. So who's he talking to? So says the Gemara, he's not talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was talking to the Malachim. And he was telling the Malachim, wait here, because, or please don't leave, I want to take care of you. I want to be Mekai my mitzvah v'achnas zarchem. Even though it says Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, and every place it says Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud in the context of Avram Avinu, who's it referring to? It's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud is actually not referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather this Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud is referring to, it's referring to the Malach. Zok de Gemara, Chanina ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Loz ben Azariah, Mishum Rabbi Loz Amidoy, Omru, Afsa Kodesh. Now that pasuk is Kodesh as well. Meaning, Avram Avinu wasn't talking to the Malach when he said that. He was talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What was he telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hashem, I know you came to me. You came to do the mitzvah, Bikur Cholim, Hashem. But please, wait here. I want to take care of my guest that just arrived. Says the Gemara, Keman Ozla Hodom Rab Yudom Rab. K'doy lach nasa zorchin, Yoyis Makbalas Bnei Shechino, Keman Koyse Zog. It's like that Zog that said that Avram Avinu told Hashem, I want you to wait here for a second because I need to go. And I need to take care of Achnasas Archim. So you see, Achnasas Archim is more chashuv. You see from there that Achnasas Archim is more chashuv even than Hakpolas Bnei Shechina. So you have a pasuk right in the beginning of Parashas Vayera. Vayomer Adonai Imno Matzasi Chem Beinecho Al No Savor Me'al Avdecho. Who's Avram Avinu talking to? Is he talking to the Malach or is he talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is he talking to the Malach? He's saying, please don't leave. I want to take care of you. Or is he talking to Hashem? Hashem, please wait 1 minute. Stay there for a moment because I need to take care of my guests. If that's the case, then you see from there that a gdoyla hachnosas orchin yoisa mehakptolas pnei shchina. Incidentally, see, Parshas Vayera is a limud of hachnosas orchin. You see this unbelievable halacha, dvar agoda, as it relates to hachnosas orchin. Gdoyla hachnosas orchin yoisa mehakptolas pnei shchina. But somebody told me you also see something unbelievable related to Bikur Chaylor. Vayera elav Hashem. Hashem came to Avram Avinu. What did Hashem tell Avram Avinu? Nothing. He didn't say anything. Vayera elav Hashem. He just showed up. He came to show moral support. He came to give chizik. And sometimes it's difficult to be mevaku chayla because, like, what are you supposed to say? It's very hard sometimes to find the right words to tell the chayla and to give the person chizik. But you learn from Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to be mevaku chayla. And what did he say? Nothing. Vayera, he showed up. That's all a person has to do. Kol shemes amurim b'loit chal. Every time it says the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu regarding light, it's chal, it's not referring to Hashem. Chutz mizah, there's one pasuk. Shenemar, when light is running away with the malachim, so they're running out of time, don't turn around, light's white, salt. Vayera light aleim, al no adonai. See, he turns at first glance to the Malachim, because the pasuk says, Vayomer Light Aleihem. He's talking to them. So it sounds like, right, he's talking to the Malachim. Al no, and then he starts telling him about all the great chasadim you did to me. So says the Gemara, that although the simple reading seems like Lloyd's talking to the Malachim, can't be talking to the Malachim. Why? Because what did he tell him? Lloyd believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He didn't think the Malach was the source of his Hatava. And he's thanking him for bringing him all these yeshuas, must be he wasn't talking to the Malach. Must be that he's actually talking to HaKadosh Baruch. Kol Shem is Amurid ben Novois Kodesh. Every time it says the Shem Hashem in the context of Novois Kodesh. So it was Novois. So this is Perek Chelek 101. We have to go... Anyway, so who is Novois? Novois HaYisraeli. He owned the vineyard. Achav wanted his vineyard. Novois, there was no price in the world that he was willing to sell it for. Achav's wife, Jezebel, Izebel said, I'll take care of it. And she had two Edom come, say that Novois was Mecharef Umegadef HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They tried him, they ended up killing him. Years later, when Achav was fighting against Aram, and he continuously had success, to the point where Hashem didn't even know, how am I going to take down Achav? Because of different schosim that he had, the ruach of Novois Israeli storms into the Bezin Shomayla, I am going to take care of Achav. Because Achav killed me, Shaloi Kedin, and I'm going to avenge my blood from Achav. And that's eventually how Achav ends up being killed. So if you go to the parish of Novois, Ve'in Kam Mekoymoi, so there's several references to the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the question is, does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu? With Achav, you never know. Are you talking about Hashem? Or do you mean his pagans? Do you mean his Avodah Zarah? So it says the Gemara, Kol Shemus Amur B'Novois Kodesh. It's all Kodesh. B'Micha, in the context of Pesel Micha, Rebbelez says B'Novois Kodesh. B'Micha Yesh Mem Chav Yesh Mem Kodesh. Aleph Lamed Chav. Wherever it's with an Aleph Lamed, it's Chav. Yud K, wherever it says Yud K Vav K, there it's Kodesh. Chutz Mizeh, there's one, Sha'alef Lamed, which is Alef Lamed V'Kodesh, Kol Yemei HaYoyis Beisal Lekim B'Shiloi. The pasuk over there says that the Pesel Micha was in existence. How long? As long as the Mishkan was in Shiloi, which is hard to believe. That's how many years Pesel Micha was in existence. But that pasuk, Kol Yemei HaYoyis Beisal Lekim B'Shiloi, Beisal Lekim is Kodesh. We mean when the Mishkan was in Shiloi. So that's the only Elekim in the whole parish of Micha where we actually mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where we actually mean Ha'elokim, as opposed to all the other references that all references of Avodah Zarah. Kol Shemus Amur B'Givus Binyamin, all the Shemus that it says by Givus Binyamin, Rabbi Lezer Emir Chol, Rabbi Shua Emir Kodesh. Amul Rabbi Lezer, what was Givus Binyamin? So the context over there is Pelegesh B'Giva. And after Shevet Binyamin violated this Pelegesh B'Giva, so all the Shvatim went and they fought against Binyamin, and there were many battles, and eventually the Yidden defeated Binyamin, and many, many Benjamites died. The Gemara, there was a machlekes in those contexts over there. So when the Yidden are going to determine whether they should fight, they keep on being shoiled by Elikim. They're being shoiled by Elikim. Should we fight? Should we not fight? And there was machlekes with Elikim, who they went to. Did they go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as in the Kohen Gadol, the Vetumim? Or maybe they went to their Avodah Zarah. Maybe that's what happened. That was this machloikis. Pretty significant machloikis when you're learning the psukim of Pelegesh B'Giva. Rebbe Lezer Omer Choyl, Rebbe Shua Omer Kodesh. Omer Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Lezer told Rebbe Shua, V'chi Maftiach V'ina Yoyseh, it must be Choyl. You know why I know? Because Elikim kept on saying go, and they were never successful. Elikim wouldn't have said go if they weren't. The Uruvatum always got it right. It seems like they got it wrong. Only Rabbi Yeshua, it's not true. Mashif Tiach also. The Uruvatumim answered their question. But you know why it seemed like they got it wrong? Because they didn't ask right. They asked the wrong question. They didn't ask Imlin Tsoyach, Imlin Atseyach. They just want to know, should they fight? Fight. Are we going to win? That they didn't ask. Bachroin and Shabbat. As a matter of fact, the last time where they got the question right, Hiskimu ayodam shenemo pinchas ben alazab ben haran hakoyin oymeid lefonav beyamim mahem lemar ha'oysef oyd latzeis lemulchama and bnei binyamin achi im echadav v'goymer. Either way, we'll just conclude with one unbelievable minchas chinuch, and then we'll speak on some more right tomorrow. And that is, so we had a halacha over here, that if you're writing the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, and then you write the Yud and a Hey. You can't be Moichik Yud Hey. If you're writing Elikim and you write Aleph Lamed, you can't be Moichik to Aleph Lamed. And what's Pashup Shad? Pashup Shad is because Yud Hey is a Shem for itself. Aleph Lamed is a Shem for itself. And being that it's a Shem for itself, it's for that reason, even though you only wrote Miktsas of what you had intended to write, it doesn't matter, there's already going to be an Issam Mechika. Shin Dalet of Shakai, Tzadik Beis from Tzvokois, that already won't be an issue. The Mechas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tof Lamed Zayin says, it always bothered me. When a Sefer writes the Shem Havaya, he's sitting down in a Sefer Torah, and he's writing the Shem Havaya. He writes Yud, then he writes Hey, and then he writes Vav, then he writes Hey. Freit Mechas Chinuch, how is the Sefer allowed to write the Vav of the Shem Havaya after he wrote the Yud and the Hey? At that moment, he's being Meichik to Shem Yud Ke. So what are you going to tell me? How else is he supposed to do it? I'll tell you how else he should do it. Let him write Hey Vav Hey, the latter part of the Shem Havaya. And after you write Hey Vav Hey, then write the Yud. You'll have the Shem Havaya. But why are you writing Yud and then Hey and then Vav and then Hey? L'chura, after you write the Yud Hey, if you write the Vav, it's a Braisa, Shvuas Eidos, Mesechta Shvuas Lamed Hey Amid Beis, you're a Meichik Shem Shamayim. If you're a Meichik Shem Shamayim, why in the world are you allowed to do that? And Michas Chinuch says, I'll give you precedence for such a halacha. And that is Nedarim Daf Yudam and Aleph. Kol kinuye Nedarim ki Nedarim. And according to one man, the Amman, Nedarim were loshen sheskinu by Chachamim. The Chachamim said that if you make a neder, don't make it in the traditional way. Make up a word. Don't say carbon, say koinem. You know why? Because the Gemara says if you say carbon, you might say carbon Lashem. And instead of saying carbon Lashem, you might say Lashem carbon. And what happens if you say Lashem, and before you have a chance to say carbon, you drop dead. You'll be masked the Shem Shemayim Levatol. That's our daf. That's so chomer. You're not allowed to do that. So therefore, don't even say the word carbon. Because just uttering the word carbon in the context of a neder can get you to be masked the Shem Shemayim. How? Because you won't say carbon Lashem. You'll say Lashem carbon. And after Lashem, before carbon, something's going to happen. You'll never say the neder. You will have said Lashem Sasem Chash. Why aren't you worried? You're going to write Yud, and then Hey, and then Vav, and then something's going to happen. So you didn't end up writing the Shem Havaya, but you were Meichik, the Shem Yud Kei. So what's the Eitz, says the Michas Chinuch? Hey, Vav, Hey, and then Yud, says the Michas Chinuch. It's Pashut to me that this Kasha is a Raya Berura to a Chiddush Gadol of the Noid Yehuda. Noid Yehuda writes a Chiddush when he goes through his halachas of Pesiva Sefer Torah. Don't want a Sefer writes a Sefer Torah. He has to write the Shem Havaya Kiseder. You have to write Yud, Hey, and then Vav, and then Hey. That's the only way to do it. And if a Sefer doesn't write a Kiseder, he's not Yoitza. And he didn't bring a Raya. Zokta Mechaz Chinuch, this was the Noid Yehuda's Raya. It had to be. Because there's no other Raya, and this is a checkmate Raya. Because if you didn't have to write a Kiseder, then you shouldn't be allowed to write a Keseder. You should have to write Hey, Vav, Hey, and then Yod. From the fact that you're allowed to write it Keseder is a Raya, you have to write it Keseder. Because if you didn't have to write a Keseder, it would be usur to write a Keseder. Because of that Cheshash, after you write the Yod, Hey, something might happen. Says the Minchas Chinuch, based on this, I can answer a Chida, a puzzle, an enigma, the Tesiyontiv's Kasha, Mesechtis Yuma, Daflamid Chesamidez. The Mishnah over there describes different people that were very talented and they didn't want to share their talents with the Chachamim. And the Pasik says, Aleim Nemar Shem Risham Yirkov, Tanu Rabbanan Abraisa, Ben Kamsa, there was a Yid, his name was Ben Kamsa, Vayrotza Lelamid Al Maisa Haksav. He had a very cool way to write. Chachamim really wanted to learn this method of writing, and he refused to share it. Amru Olav, what was his kunz? Sheyenoit Abdal Kumas, and he could take four pens, Bein Etzba'isa, put it between his five fingers. Vem Hoysa Tevish Abdal Roisias, if there was a word that had four letters, Hoyakoisva Bevas Achas, he would write a Bevas Achas. And the Chachamim begged him to teach it to them. He refused to. Shem Risham Yirka. Fake the Taisus Yontab. Why were the Chachamim dying so badly to know how to write a Shem Bas Dalet Oisias? Who cares? Zokta Michas Chinuch. You know, who cares? This Kasha. Because every time you write the Shem Havaya, it's a B'dievet. You know what the B'dievet is? You're writing the Shem Yudkei, and then you're writing the Vav. And when you write the Vav, you're being Meichik the Shem Yudkei. What's the problem? The problem is you can't write it Shaloi Keseder. But let's say there was a patent. Let's say there was a way to write all Dalet Oisius B'vas Achas. You wouldn't have a problem Shaloi Keseder, says the Michas Chinuch. And at the same time, you wouldn't have the issue of being Meichik the Shem Shamayim. That's why they wanted to know how to do it. He didn't want to share it with them. This was Negei and the Shem Havaya. The Kedushas Hashem. Shem Rishon Yerkov. Couldn't say it also from the throne, no? The throne have to be.